Democrats got what they wanted. They got what they wished for. But will that mean Robert Mueller taking over as special counsel to investigate any alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign? All right, you've gotten what you wished for. You should be very, very careful what you wish for, because if the people's business doesn't get done for, say, the next year or year and a half before the next round of elections, and nothing comes of this to speak of, it's not the Republicans that will be punished at the polls. Not at all. The last time somebody pulled an impeachment stunt, it was their party, the Republicans, who paid a heavy price. Speaker Newt Gingrich was out. The Republicans were out. So Democrats, a warning for you. Be careful what you wish for. Get your coffee ready and your pencil, too. I'll break it all down for you. The Robert Mueller special on the Steve Gruber Show starts right now.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, let's start right here, my friends. Let's start right here. The term is special counsel. And it's very important to distinguish that special counsel is not a special prosecutor. The powers are very similar, but it's very different. And here's why I bring this to your attention. All of the networks that are opposed to Donald Trump, which is pretty much all of the networks except maybe one, began using the term special prosecutor. Robert Mueller is not. He has been named as the man to investigate the unsubstantiated accusations of alleged collusion between the Donald Trump campaign and Russia. He is being called a special counsel, which may tell us a lot about what the case may and may not have in regards of actual proof. And let me be clear about this from the beginning. There is no actual proof of any crime committed. No crime has been alleged. Not even by Michael Flynn. He may have not reported some income. Whether or not that rises to the level of being a crime, we are not sure at this point. And that's Michael Flynn. That's all we know at this point. This is a win for the Trump White House. Make no mistake, the networks and Democrats will call Robert Mueller a special prosecutor over and over and over again, knowing full well that is a total misrepresentation of the facts, totally and completely inaccurate. People like Andrew Cuomo and Morning Joe will go nuts over this, as will MSNBC and all the minions of useful idiots at night. Several top Democrats have come out in support of Mueller, including Charles Schumer, the Democratic minority leader. I can tell you without question, if Trump is cleared in this campaign, is cleared in general of so-called collusion with the Russian, Schumer will change his tune and denigrate the former FBI director who served for 12 years from 2001 until 2013 when he gave way to James Comey. Schumer has his eyes in the White House, as do many of these folks. That's the lens that he's looking at everything. Now, keeping that in mind, This is how disingenuous the Democrats and the media truly are when it comes to this probe of Donald Trump. There is no, this investigation, this alleged investigation has been going on since at least November, right? There is not proof of one crime committed that any of us are aware of. And yet we have people like Justin Amash, a Republican, allegedly, from Michigan, saying that impeachment might be appropriate if this and if that. Justin Amash is an embarrassment to the Republicans today. The guy who stands on moral high ground because he is holier than thou, at least he considers himself as such oftentimes from where I stand, is jumping on the same bandwagon as Nancy Pelosi, of unsubstantiated allegations, no proof of any crime, no proof of threats from this administration or the campaign that led up to it of having committed any crime. Justin Amash. I'm going to remind people like Justin Amash that when the people's business does not get done, when we do not have improved border security at the southern border or a border wall, when we do not have tax reform, when we do not have a replacement plan in place for Obamacare that is hurting so many American families, it will be you, sir, who will be partly responsible for standing in the way of the agenda that the American people voted for. It'll be you, sir, that blocks the agenda that the American people and the people of Michigan voted for, which is a better tax plan, a chance to compete, lower taxes on businesses so more people can go to work, security at the southern border, an end to sanctuary cities, a more robust American defense policy, an attack and a war on terrorism like we have not seen. It will be you, sir, Justin Amash, and others like Lindsey Graham and John McCain that will be standing squarely in the way of that progress. Americans voted for an outsider to get through this kind of garbage, this kind of partisanship. And you, sir, Justin Amash, are standing with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and others. And how true to their commitment are they? Well, let me put it this way. Democratic strategists are racing to figure out whether impeachment is politically wise or not. You see, they don't care about progress for the country. They don't care about the American people. They care about whether it's politically expedient. Why do I say this? Pretty simply, they are testing with focus groups. They are poll testing impeachment with focus groups. No joke. It's not about whether Donald Trump did something right or wrong. It's not whether anybody in his administration did something right or wrong. It's not whether anybody in his campaign did something right or wrong. It has simply to do with politics, plain and simple. This country is not under attack by Russia. This country is under attack from within right now. It's these leaks that should be investigated. Criminal leaks, felonies committed by leaking the information about Michael Flynn, or Donald Trump's conversations with the Australian Prime Minister. And the list is very long. So, my friends, I'm perfectly comfortable with this investigation. Robert Mueller led the FBI for 12 years. He's 72 years old. He's a retired United States Marine who earned the Bronze Star in Vietnam. He is a man who doesn't have anything to prove to anyone. He is a man that hopefully can conduct this in a manner and a fashion that will bring truth to all of us. Now, it may not lead where you want. It may lead to places that none of us want. But it may also lead to places that the Democrats neither want nor will admit that they are wrong. Because if three investigations so far don't get us there, and Robert Mueller doesn't get us there, there being where the Democrats would like to be, which is destroying this president, then what? Oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi and her horde of locusts are already saying that a special counsel isn't enough. You get what you want, then you demand more. Trust me, we're just getting started. It's 14 after. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.